おはよう、東京。夏子です。
Peter here, and not just Peter. Now, we say we always listen to our listeners, and one of our great listeners in Brazil, Marco-san, he had a great suggestion. He said that we go and hire Jonas. So, we did.
We did.
We did. Welcome the newest member of the JapanesePod101.com team.
Thank you very much. I'm really glad to be here with you. It's going to be great.
And we are so happy to have you.
Welcome, Jonas.
Thank you.
Now, Jonas will be joining us in our new section. What's the new section called, Jonas?
It's called Kanji blah, blah, blah.
Kanji close-up. In the Kanji close-up, we're going to be looking at kanji. What do you think about this?
That's brilliant.
Yeah, why?
Well, it seems that a lot of foreigners love Japanese because of kanji.
Well, I hate Japanese because of kanji.
Oh, Jonas.
Jonas.
Well, it's really difficult, so...
Good point. Okay, so now without further ado, let's get into the show, okay? Now, in this segment, what we're going to be doing is taking a closer look at kanji. Now, I had a problem with kanji, and I think many other foreigners that I talked to have the same problem. Mm-hmm. Maybe not all of you do, but many foreigners wind up studying kanji twice. And the reason I say twice is because the first time, you're so worried about the reading, you never really look at the meaning of the character. You know, right? You're so worried about, how do I read it?
I see.
You know, you don't want to mess up in front of the class. You have to read, so you're so worried about how to read it that mm-hmm. when you're reading the sentence, it doesn't really sink in.
I know that feeling.
Right?
Mm. I know it.
So in this segment, what we're going to do, rather than look at the pronunciation, we're going to look at the meaning of the characters.
Okay.
And hopefully this will help you. Okay? So what's the first one we have?
Kyo.
Okay. And what are the two characters in here?
Now and day.
Okay. So we take now and we put it together with day and it gives us?
Today.
Today. Okay. Yeah. So when you're looking at the characters, don't forget to look at the meaning. I know you're looking at the reading and the way it's pronounced, but when you look close, it's now, day, today. The characters are now and day. And think about it logically, today.
Well, thinking like this is going to really help you studying because when you get to a more advanced level, you look at the individual kanjis, you will understand the meaning of it coming off from a pond.
Uh-huh.
And it had a bag on its back.
A turtle?
Yeah,
carrying a bag?
Carrying a bag.
In Ikebukuro? Wow, that's funny.
I'm going to go with the third one. I think it's the third one.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, those are the stories behind that. And our last one.
Kaien.
And this is?
Start of a performance.
Yes, and what are the two characters behind this?
Open.
And?
Perform.
Yeah, so the literal translation is to open the performance. But when we turn it to proper English, it's start the performance. So the character, open the performance. Okay? Now, today we wanted to give you a look into these characters because sometimes when you're so busy concentrating on how to read and how to pronounce it, you lose sight of the meaning. So what we're going to do from now on, we're going to cover the meaning of the characters. Okay? Please give us some feedback about this show. Tell us if you like it. If you like it, we're going to give you more. Tell us, let us know. Okay? That's going to do it.
じゃあまた!
See you tomorrow!
See you tomorrow!